From United Nations headquarters in New York, this is your World in 2 Minutes. I'm your host, Luke Vargas, for Talk Media News. It's being billed as the mother of all protests. Opposition leaders in Venezuela called their supporters into the streets on Wednesday to register dissatisfaction with President Nicolas Maduro. Last month, Venezuela's Supreme Court took over the powers of the opposition-controlled legislature, a move that's been characterized as a self-coup as Maduro tightens his grip on power. Following the deaths of 6 protesters since last month, the fear of violence hangs over Wednesday's demonstrations.
President Maduro has called his supporters to march in some of the same places that the opposition had already congregated their supporters.
David Smildy is a senior fellow at the Washington office on Latin America.
Maduro also called in a military plant. So there's military in the streets in Caracas. So everything is set for there to be violence today. And there's already reports of one person that has been shot.
Iran is complying with a 2015 nuclear deal that saw the country unshackled from international sanctions. That's according to a State Department report issued this week, its first periodic checkup on Iranian compliance since the start of the Trump administration. Trump has long described the nuclear deal as the worst deal ever negotiated, and senior administration officials say the country continues to sponsor terrorism abroad. But when it comes to halting their nuclear program, it seems Iran is still playing by the rules. And could this be the sound of a new Olympic sport? E-sports, or video gaming, will be a medal event at the 2022 Asian Games, the world's second largest sporting event. Among the video games reportedly under consideration to be played during that tournament are FIFA Soccer and an unnamed multiplayer battle arena. And to think, baseball is no longer an Olympic sport? The times, they are a-changing. For more global news headlines, visit talkmedianews.com.